If the month of March doesn't seem to waltz casually into our lives, it's because it's named for Mars, the Roman god of war. March marks the beginning of the planting season, which Mars rules over. But when the snow thawed and the skies brightened in ancient times, it was also seen as a good time to start a battle, which was Mars's specialty. I believe it was Utah Climate Center meteorologist Martin Schrader who said that March is the schizophrenic month. But it is the Bulgarians who attribute the capriciousness of early spring weather to Baba Marta, or Grandma March, a witch of a grandma who can be sweet as a shaft of light on a daffodil one day and mean as stinging sleet the next. To appease Baba Marta, Bulgarians wear martinitsi, red and white fabric talismans pinned to their collar or around their wrists. This can be as simple as a braided yarn bracelet like I'm donning these days, or as gaudy as a gilded tassel woven with beads and coins and even snail shells. Unmarried girls especially like to wear theirs as a piece of attractive jewelry, whereas married men will sometimes hide them in their sock. Martinitsi are exchanged on March 1st, and the goal is to wear yours every day until a true sign of spring means that Baba Marta has finally given up and gone to the light side for a while. In Europe, this can be the first stork sighting, but the most common sign is the first blossom on a fruit tree, and you should remove your martinitsa when you find one and place it on the tree for untold fruitful blessings. You can also place it under a rock, and if there's a spider under there, double luck for you. I like the tradition of the martinitsa because Mars is usually raging this time of year. I feel ready to do battle with winter, and if there's still snow on the ground in March, I'm willing to push down any witchy granny who gets between me and spring. The martinitsa around my wrist reminds me to take a deep breath and look patiently and closely for signs of winter subsiding. I look longingly at every brown twig. Could you be the one? Is it you? And on the first one that answers back with the slightest show of color, I will bestow my gift. This is for you, I will say. Thank you. In Bulgaria, this tradition picks up speed quickly throughout the month. You can wear more than one martinitsa, and yours doesn't have to be the only one hanging on a peach tree. A tree in full bloom will be equally full with red and white adornments. But it's early in the game in Utah, so eyes peeled, either for a glimpse of petal on an otherwise bare branch or for my ratty martinitsa hanging in a tree. That's how you'll know that Baba Marta has been appeased and that this battle against winter has been won, and peacefully at that. This is Jennifer Pemberton for Utah Public Radio.